Senator Burt Johnson is on the other end of our line. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Tony. Good morning to you.
Are you a hunter?
I am not a hunter.
Yeah,
however, I am an eater of those things hunted.
Well, you and I can ride in the same bus then, because I'm not a hunter, but I love it when they get out there and do what they do, because we will benefit from that. Well, yes. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the vow by Democrats to repeal the job-killing tax on workers and seniors, and this is talking about a court ruling. And I saw in the email that was sent out by the Senate Dems, you called it a Republican court. Talk about that.
Well, it is a Republican court, Tony. You know, we'd be lying to ourselves if we didn't admit that in the last cycle, the election cycle of 2010, and the general that Republicans didn't run the table. They, in fact, have the courts. They have all statewide offices. They have the legislature. They've got it all. And so this policy, these policies that they put forward, you know, they're really going to have to stand to account for what they've done to Michigan.
Well, the folks who are a part of this court would tell you that they're nonpartisan.
They'd like me to believe that. We all have our politics. Anybody who says that they're nonpartisan, even on a court, is just misleading. They have their politics. We know what they are, and we know what to expect when we walk in those courts as well.
Do you believe that they may have any types of conversations with the Snyder administration, or just because they were appointed, it is what it is?
You know, I think the philosophies match up so well that they probably don't have to have a lot of talk in between them. And I'm sure they see each other at events, association gatherings, out in the community, bump into each other at fundraisers and whatnot, even though judges are not necessarily participating to become political. I'm sure they bump into each other, and they have their discussion.
All right. Talk about the job-killing, as you term it, pension tax on workers and seniors that was approved by the Supreme Court on Friday.
Tony, I can tell you I've been around politics for about 10 years. I've never seen such an onerous tax that does such damage so quickly. And, you know, I'm only ashamed that it comes out to Michigan legislature. This job-killing pension tax is really going to be the bane of our seniors' existence, in addition to driving people and money out of this state. I think there was a report over the last few days that talked about the number of people that left Michigan in 2010 versus those who came into Michigan. And this was all preceding these policies Republicans put in place. I expect that there will be more people making an exodus, particularly those who have worked all of their lives, earned their income, earned their pension, and now are seeing it taxed only to have that money go to large corporations and folks who do not want to contribute to the bottom line of what is the health, safety, and welfare of this state. So I'm really disappointed by it, and it was the wrong-headed policy in the first place, and Democrats tried to tell Republicans they should not have done it.
Well, Republican leaders would tell you that everyone has to make a sacrifice, and as much as they hate to say it, the poor and seniors and other folks are going to have to, you know, toe this rope as we try to balance budgets.
You know, that's something that they've tried to preach the whole way through. You have to underline that word, everyone, everybody, because everyone, everybody, everything is not participating in this shared sacrifice that the governor came into office talking about. As a matter of fact, big corporations and those folks who find a way to couch their person under a corporate umbrella are now in a position where they can take advantage of monies that have been set aside from them off the backs of the working poor, children, our seniors, and it's just dishonest. It's dishonest, disgusting government, and it's the type of government that really will make people say, you know what, there are better and sunnier places for me to live than Michigan, and they will go soon. And so everyone is not participating in this, Tony.
All right, well,
and we've got to tell the truth.
What can Democrats do to force a vote to repeal this?
Well, we're going to keep pressing in their leverage issues that from time to time do come up. We're going to keep pressing for a vote. In the event that we don't get one, and I know Republicans are not going to be sensitive to this, then what we're going to have to do is what we've been doing these last 11 months, and that is highlighting all the problems with these policies that they've put in place, and the public is ready to make a vote in the other direction. We know that political pendulums, they swing pretty hard in this state, and it didn't take long for Republicans to draw the ire of the public, so In the event that we don't get this bill passed, we don't get a hearing, we don't get it heard, you will, in fact, see at the next elective cycle people making a different decision to go with, I think, Democrats.
All right. Democrats are labeled as spend all, support all, and not have a way to pay for it. If it was up to you, without overtaxing big business and small business who hire people, without making them pay more than their fair share, what could we do to bring in more revenues for the state of Michigan?
Oh, Tony, there were some really smart things we had already done, and we needed to continue to see through. One of them was the film credits. That was beginning to put real dollars in the state coffer, and before it really got its legs under itself, it was stripped out under the governor's proposals. One of the other things I thought we could have done was to make sure that big business actually contributed to the pot. And we didn't have to get into a whole new taxing type of thing. And Democrats are unfairly, a lot of times, labeled tax and spendthrifts. What we wanted to see was if we had to do a little bit of belt tightening, we wanted to do it honestly. We wanted to, frankly, be in the room with Republicans while they were making some of these decisions. And we wanted to do it on the front end rather than trying to play defense on the back end. And so, you know, nobody's debating that Michigan wasn't in a tight spot, but there were some very bright things on the horizon I think the governor did not take a long enough look at when he came into office.
But don't you think after 8 years of a Democratic governor, Democrats had opportunities to get it done, and perhaps the governor is thinking now, well, they had their chance, they didn't get it done, we're going to see that it gets done.
Well, I'm sure that's the tack that they took, but I'll say this, and I've said this before, I always admired Governor Granholm for what she proposed. You know, governors propose, the legislature disposes. And what we saw with her, with the legislature that was trying to dispose of things that she put out, was that there were many in the Republican-led Senate who did not want to even have a discussion about what Governor Granholm had put on the table in a proposition. And so she lived with a bifurcated legislature. In fact, she had a legislature completely against her until her second term when she got the House. And I was a part of that. And so there were real discussions that could have been had, but the partisan gridlock and the bickering that came to bear on Lansing really stymied state government. And she took it on the chin. And, you know, you live with your wins and losses as a coach. And so she's a big girl, but we could have done better.
When are the Republicans and Democrats going to put away the DNRs and just get back to the work at hand? When we see what's happening in Congress, we can't find common ground. We're broke. We've got to balance budgets. We've got to find jobs. We've got to find revenue. When are we going to get that done?
You know, I don't want this to sound cliche, Tony, but I think one of the biggest problems with the legislature as it exists today is term limits. There are not enough relationships. I've got lots of relationships after 10, 11 years there, and I virtually know everyone. As a matter of fact, I could be considered an old man in the legislature these days. But until you have real relationships where there's trust and an honest hand offered forward on the part of the legislators, you're not going to have the kind of legislature you think we should have here in the state. And so, you know, we've got to do better.
All right, Senator Johnson, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Same to you, sir.